We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I know you don't like this, but there were three Pitbull stories yesterday. Yesterday alone. You know how we go through these cycles? That there are clowns out there, and the clown stories went just crazy last year into this year. And now it's airplanes at the airports, on airplanes. Everybody's fighting. You've got people being beaten and dragged off of an airplane. Those stories are everywhere now. And now, in the past couple of days, pit bulls are back in the news. And I know how you feel about it, Jamie, but I'm telling you, we should at least bring it up.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, how do I say this? I had an issue with pit bull owners of the world.
What happened?
Well, they picketed me.
Where was this? Was this here?
No, it was in
California.
California, yeah. They.
What'd you say?
I said that the pit bulls scare me.
And people picketed you because you said on the air that pit bulls scare you.
Yeah, I said that. I said
can we have an honest discussion here? All right, let me tell you. There were three stories yesterday. I think one was in, and I don't have
they
the stories.
They had signs.
When they picketed?
Yeah.
What did the sign say? Dog hater?
Yeah.
Jamie's like, a dog hater.
Sean, do you remember what all the signs said? They were not nice. They were like, really, you're the pits or something.
I have to believe.
I was a bully for pit bullies or something. I don't know.
I have to believe that most people, even in dog owners too. I'm talking mostly dog owners.
Don't say that. You're going to get picketed. Shh. No.
I have to believe.
It's the owner, not the dog.
It's
the owner, dog.
Is that what the sign says?
It's
the owners, not the dogs.
You just said that.
Look, I have to believe that most dog owners and lovers of dogs believe that you have a high liability with a pit bull. Okay? I think that's a given. I don't know how you can argue that. When you see all these stories, three stories yesterday, you had a six-month-old kid, and the parents got a pit bull with this baby. See, I don't understand people that have pythons in the house with small kids.
Oh, now we're going to be snake.
You know, I know. I'm not snake.
BJ is a snake. This is not going to go well.
Slithering BJ.
You don't see in the news a python swallowed a baby.
You've seen it before.
But really?
Where they've wrapped around and killed kids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But no. And I'm not out to piss off the owners of pit bulls.
Well,
I think you have to keep the pit bull in a very safe place. You got to be extremely responsible. But it doesn't turn out that way. Most of the time, if you've got a chihuahua and you're a little careless.
Chihuahuas are horrible.
Okay.
If you've got a
let's say a border collie and you're a little careless every now and then, he sneaks out of your house and you got to go round him up. You normally don't end up with somebody maimed somewhere.
Well,
with a pit bull, you do.
I don't know. Let me tell you. I'm going to go ahead and be on the pit bull people's bandwagon,
boy.
And I'll tell you why. Because we had a neighbor that had a dog named Sadie, and it was this big, and it was little. It was a little dog, and it tore the tar out of my aunt.
Well, dogs. They can bite you. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my God. It was the meanest dog on the planet.
But there's a difference between a dog that bites you and maybe you get a stitch or two and you got to get it sewn up or you got to get a shot or whatever.
It's the owner, not the dog.
Then the ones that can
completely. I have the t-shirt. It's the owner, not the dog.
All right. I'll stop. Look, my defense is this. I love dogs. I have four dogs, Jamie. I love dogs. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Man's best friend.
I know you love dogs.
But I'm being realistic.
But you're also a little, what's that called? A jaded. Tell them what happened to you.
So I'm going home one day.
I think the reason why BJ is a little jaded on this story is because he had a personal experience with a pit bull. And so therefore, all you know is what you know personally. How about that? That was good.
Not just what I know personally, but everything that I see.
I was helping you.
What I know personally, here's the story. So I'm going home one day, and this dog is out in the road. The dog's going to get hit by a car, I think. And it's a pit bull. I didn't realize it when I first saw the dog. So I pull over because I'm a dog lover. And so I pull over and I coax the dog and the dog actually comes to me. And I'm like, whoa. And then I noticed it's a pit bull. But you know what? The dog's in danger right now. So I take the dog. I throw it in my car.
That's how much he loves dogs. See, helping me.
I did. Boy, did it get ugly. That was one of the biggest mistakes I ever made in my life. What? So I get home. I take the dog, put it inside, bring it inside the house. I call animal services. Hey, I found this dog because it wasn't tagged, nothing. So I call. But while I'm on the phone, this dog attacks every one of my dogs. It's a big melee. And this dog has my border collie by the throat. And it's just screaming. And this thing had a death grip. I literally had to beat this dog off this other dog. I mean, I hit this dog.
Isn't this your fault for saving a dog and bringing it into a pack of dogs?
I could have brought home another breed of dog, and that incident would not have happened to that degree. They might have gotten a little snippy with each other, and they might have gotten a little bit, but not to the degree of a death grip.
Because
that's a different ball game, folks. And I witnessed it, and I'm like, okay, this is it. I'll never deal with this.
Can I tell you something? I don't have a dog, but I'm weird because on Saturday morning sometimes, I'll just lay there with a little bit, maybe of a hangover, just a little one, and I'll watch the dog whisper. So I feel like I know how to handle dogs.
What would you have done?
Well, I wouldn't have brought him into the pack of wolves, first of all.
Well, not in the beginning. I slowly tried to introduce them.
The story changes.
No. When I took him into the house, the dogs were in the house. I brought them in afterwards. Okay.
All right. Well, what's his name?
Caesar Milan.
Caesar Milan would never have done it that way. Oh, God.
Yeah, well.
Caesar Milan would never. Okay, so you take the dog. Let's show who is in control. So you need to have dog unleash and show control.
Right.
That's what Caesar Milan
at all says. Times.
At all times.
At all times.
And then you get in its face and you bark back.
No.
I love the pst. That's what
Poke
you do. Em. You know what? I'm going to start doing that to you, BJ.
What's that? Pst. Oh, no. Why are you going to pss me?
Because I love I love that.
Hey, Kelly. Man, Texnado is just beating the crap out of me right now. But you know what? I don't care. I don't really care. I don't care. Because when these things are in the news, what am I supposed to do? Just ignore it? Just ignore it? People are dying? You got cops showing up yesterday in Los Angeles and shooting three dogs in the street because these dogs were mauling people?
What scares me about a pit bull.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, because I watched one time an attack where this dog in the streets of New York, have you seen that one?
No.
Oh my God, it is so violent. It's horrible. And it won't stop. And that's the scary part about that breed, in my personal opinion. I think when the breed is good, it's good. But when it's bad,
exactly,
it's deadly.
That's all we're saying. And we're saying that if you got one, you have a huge responsibility and liability. That is just common sense.
But I mean,
if you don't see it that way, then you're fooling yourself. You really are. And I don't care how you feel.
I think having any dog, you do have a big responsibility in hand. So I'm a veterinarian. I've been in the field for 10 years.
Thank you, Kelly.
And I am a pit bull owner. I do love the breed. I will say that if you look at the statistics, you do see that the highest rate of bite wounds in people or bite incidents is with Labradors and Golden Retrievers.
However, actually, my guess would be then, but the highest death rate would be with
the most vicious.
I think the most like publicized. So if a Labrador.
No. Kelly. You have the other stats. What dog causes the worst injuries, often death?
I understand what you're saying. If a lab bit me today, it wouldn't make the news. I get that. Wait,
there was a story, actually, where a Labrador was...
No, Kelly. Look, there in the last 2 days, there have been 3 to 4 pit bull stories. 3 or 4. How do you explain that?
Because they publicize those stories.
Right.
I will say that the 2 bite wounds that I have gotten in my 10 years of being a vet are from both from Labradors.
I just
but I haven't seen
I'm not saying that the breed doesn't necessitate some responsibility. I would never say that.
But I haven't seen any news articles, death by lab.
Me either. Me either.
I mean, that's where I know what you're saying.
Let me finish.
So here's what she's trying to say. Is if I got bit by a lab, it wouldn't make the news. If I got bit by a pit bull, it would make the news. That's her point. My point to you, Kelly, is that I think that I understand what you're saying for sure. I get it because they have a bad rap. But on the other side of that, BJ has a point, which is three violent attacks by...
Violent.
Pit bulls, one ending in death, and those weren't labs yesterday.
And you can't tell me that if those were three events that ended that violently with Labradors, it wouldn't be in the news. It would be in the news. You're fooling yourself, Connie.
But we love you.
BJ.
Connie.
You are very jaded. You are very,
I always
very
have been.
Well, you know, I am a pity owner, and pit is actually not a breed. It's a classification.
All right.
It's made up of different breeds of dogs.
All right. Thank you, Connie.
And
they're extremely safe, aren't they?
I have the American Bulldog classification, the big, tall one. And my son is a triple threat when it comes to life. He has ADHD, epilepsy, and autism.
Connie, we're missing the point here. The point is, why is it every time you read a story and it's got to do with something that ends very tragically when it comes to dogs, why is it always a pit bull, it seems?
Because you're jaded and that's all you want to see.
Oh, okay. Because I don't read enough to see other dogs because they're out there. I'm just not seeing the stories. That's it. I'm jaded because I pick the publications that actually just deal with pit bull deaths.
Right.
I'm really jaded.
It's the liberals.
Unbelievable. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey.
So I totally agree with you, and it's not because you're jaded. I got to say something about the vet. It just gets me so angry. I have three dogs, and she said that the highest rate of bites or whatever is with labs and Goldens.
Yeah.
Okay, it's because the labs are in more homes and there's more of them, and they're around children more, and they play.
Right.
It's ridiculous to say that they are more vicious and bite more than a pit bull.
Thank you.
And how she said it is a response. You said it's a responsibility and a, what did you say?
It's a liability.
And it's a liability. And she came back and said, it's a responsibility to have any dog. Well, it's a bigger responsibility to have a pit bull.
I think so. And I'm not, look, I love dogs. I love dogs. I'm not saying you shouldn't own one. You got to take it serious, though.
Okay, can I just, hey, B, or Michelle, can I put you
on
hold?
We have a dog.
Put you on hold for a second, Michelle?
This
I need to have a talk with. Can I talk to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
But just you and I.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen. So this is what happened to me last time.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you feeling it now?
Yeah. I'm getting
tapped. Right. And so pretty soon they're gonna have signs outside. Right. Okay. And so what I'm saying is they can't see what you and I see because they see what they see, and there's no. It's like a Trump Hillary Clinton thing. Well, there's no changing their minds. There's no changing our minds.
Yeah.
None of us are all going to agree on this. So it's just one of those things that we should just all have our opinions. Maybe inside, just inside. Well, keep it inside on this one. Okay, just keep it inside.
Everything I've said, I don't really believe in. I love pit bulls. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get you your shirt.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to get you the shirt.
Give me a shirt.
I'm going to get you the shirt. I love pit bulls.
Chill out. Come on. It's all good. It's all good. Thank you, Jamie. Thanks for talking me down here.
You're
bringing me to my senses. I appreciate it.
Oh, dear Lord.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.